This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Given the uncertainty of adverse climate events and the certainty of war and other man-made disasters, there is a regular need for medical volunteers, be it in Nepal or Texas or Yemen or southern Thailand. Not surprisingly, there's a desire on the part of many medical workers to engage in what has been called medical voluntourism. Often, well-intentioned medical, nursing, public health, and dental providers and students seek to go to a medically needy area to provide disaster relief. The reality is that these medical aid cowboys, despite their good intentions, struggle to add value in the aftermath of a disaster. This is particularly true for students and church workers and providers who are not part of an integrated organization with service experience on the ground in local communities. When they arrive in a country, these medical voluntourists need supervision. They need housing and food and water, all of which are in short supply during times of disaster. They are taking away from local people who have serious needs. We've learned a lot since Haiti. After the massive earthquake in 2010 killed more than 100,000 people, the world launched a massive relief response that collected billions of dollars in aid. There is debate as to whether that money actually helped Haiti, and there's still no public accounting of where the donated money actually went. But it's hard to be critical without appearing cruel and uncaring. In the current stage of disaster in Nepal, the immediate threats are now related to public health and sanitation, food insecurity, homelessness, and the mental health effects of grief and loss. These threats are acute now, but they are not new to the people of Nepal. So what's really needed? Well, coordination of services, given that there are truckloads, about 40,000 volunteer organizations already working there. They need to work together and with local government. We also need transparency. In Nepal, there is concern about government corruption, but in the end, it is the government that must serve its people. Major organizations like Doctors Without Borders and the Red Cross work to assure transparency, and they collaborate with local government. And there are some smaller groups with experience on the ground that do the same. Medical voluntourism by novice do-gooders and health science students is not needed. Word from Nepal is that there are ample medical professionals. The problem is getting them to the places where they're needed most. The rural poor, those outside the Kathmandu Valley, will be greatly impacted long-term by the quake. Let's not forget them. And when we build hospitals and roads and houses and schools, we need to build better and stronger, which means we need to work with engineers and designers who can think long term. The desire to help is wonderful, but in the end, it's not about us and our feelings, but about the victims of the disaster. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.